Hello friends, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Campbell and it is great to have you here with us. We have a very interesting article for all of you today. It is our technology article and we're going to be talking about a new trend that is becoming very, very popular called virtual reality. But before we get into our article, let's meet our panelists for today. We have Serena here in the studio. How are you today, Serena?
I'm great, Campbell. Thank you. It's good to be here.
Have you had any experience with virtual reality?
Not too much, actually. So I'm looking forward to reading this article with you guys.
Great. Okay. And Brendan, how are you today?
I am doing well.
And do you have any experience with virtual reality?
No, it's slightly outside of my price range, so I can't really afford it, but it does look very interesting.
Right. Well, virtual reality, or VR, is a relatively, it's not necessarily new, but it's a new trend. You know, it's becoming more and more popular nowadays, and before the program, we were talking a little bit about why that might be. And Brendan, you were saying that it's because technology has kind of improved, right?
Yeah. When working within an entirely virtual space, how you control your movements is very important. We've had virtual reality goggles that allows the individual to get into the world just from a visual standpoint for a while now, but we haven't had the ability to control our avatar inside that virtual space very well. Since motion controls are getting much, much more refined and much more crisp, virtual reality has really exploded recently.
Yeah. You know, it's really, it almost sounds like science fiction, right? Before the program, Serena, you were saying it's kind of like...
Like Star Trek, which was a 1980s show. I think they were in space, or it was related to space, and there was this one character who would always wear these goggles. And back in the day, it looked so high-tech and cool, right?
Yeah. But now it's commonplace, right?
Right.
It's everywhere.
Right.
You can just go to the store and you can buy one of these virtual reality goggles. All right. Well, what is virtual reality? What does it entail? How does it work? Let's get into today's article and discuss. So our article today is on page 16, and we invite you to join us in your magazine, with your magazine, or on your mobile device, and we'll start at the top of the page.
Making virtual a reality. Make any reality your reality. Virtual reality sets will enthrall you. Haven't explored the new world of virtual reality, VR goggles and software? What are you waiting for? Once the stuff of fantasy, replacing what you see and hear from all sides with a 360-degree virtual world, VR is finally making inroads. Totally immersive and seductive when done right, VR now seems poised to change our perception of everything from news to entertainment, shopping to travel, education to medical care. What disclaimers don't reveal is how addictive VR experiences can be, how easy and fun it is to lose a weekend in the virtual world. The sky is not the limit. Communing mostly through a strapped-on gear VR headset fitted with a new Galaxy S7 smartphone, I recently took a madcap VR adventure in a tight formation flight exercise in one of four U.S. Naval Air Force fighter jets, doing synchronized rollover stunts I'd never dare in the real world. Hovering closer to terra firma, I jumped on stage with Cirque du Soleil. I also got to hang out in a VR song circle with you two.
All right, so we are talking about virtual reality today. It sounds very, very interesting, right? And none of us have had any experience with virtual reality yet, but it does sound like something I would want to try. What about you, Serena?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, wherever it's too dangerous or too expensive or impractical to do something, virtual reality can kind of take you there. So you're kind of experience the real world in a different way.
Yeah, that's right. What is virtual reality exactly, Brendan?
Virtual reality is a way of creating a space inside a computer program and then placing a digital camera, functionally, inside that virtual space.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing this with games for a really, really long time, but it's different in this case because while the game is a fixed camera that projects the information onto your computer or television screen,
mm-hmm.
what virtual reality is trying to do is put that in right in front of your eyes and make it so that basically to trick your brain to think that I'm actually in this virtual space,
right.
as opposed to I am just watching this virtual space on a TV screen.
Right.
Which is actually a lot harder than it sounds mm-hmm. because our eyes take in information differently when just looking around the real world
mm-hmm.
than what information can be projected onto a television or computer screen.
Right. So in a way, it's kind of the POV or the point of view is different, right?
Yes.
So rather than seeing a screen, you're actually just, everything's blocked out.
Mm-hmm.
So you only see that world.
Right. And the word virtual just means near.
Right.
And reality is what we experience as humans. So it's really just virtual reality is really means near reality. You're close to reality.
You're right. But virtual right. also has a sort of different denotation when it comes to computers. Mm-hmm. A virtual basically specifically means computer, I think, in when being used in modern slang. It might not actually be the technical definition mm-hmm. of the word virtual, but when we use the word virtual, we usually mean computer. One more point about about virtual reality is how you control it is very different. When you have the goggles on, there's a motion sensor in them that detects where they're looking. So instead of having to push a button or move a joystick to turn the camera as you would in a normal game, you literally just have to move your head,
mm-hmm.
which I'd imagine be kind of freaky to have been having to control the whole time, you know, mm-hmm. use the controller the whole time. Just being able to turn my head would be like, whoa, that's really, really cool.
Right. It would take a bit of adjusting, too, right? Mm-hmm. So our article starts saying, having explored the new world of virtual reality, or VR, goggles and software, what are you waiting for? And this is a question that we often ask people, saying, hey, come on, this is great, try it, right? Mm-hmm. And it starts next, it says, once the stuff of fantasy, all right? So this is what we were talking about earlier, the idea of science fiction. This is something that used to seem like it was impossible, but now it's actually a reality. And we have more of a description here. It says it replaces what you see and hear from all sides with a 360-degree virtual world. VR is finally making inroads. Now, what does that phrase mean, to make inroads?
Inroads means to start to have a direct and noticeable effect on something.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we do see that in society and culture. More and more people are using it, right? I remember when smartphones became popular, they started making inroads. Now, mm-hmm. VR is kind of that next trend that is making inroads into society. And as Brendan was saying, you are basically immersed in this world, right? So right now, I don't feel like, unless you're wearing gloves, you can't really feel anything, right? But I feel like eventually maybe it'll get to that point.
Yes, we can't really use any of the other senses other than our vision. That's how virtual reality really needs to start, though. We can't start with, oh, you can feel this thing, because it's really difficult for us to reach out and grab something if we can't properly see it.
Mm-hmm. Right, so the idea here, it's a total immersive kind of experience, right? And you are kind of brought into this world. And as you were saying, as you look around, all you see is this world. You don't see the environment that you are physically in.
Yes.
So you're tricking your mind, tricking your brain into thinking that you're in some other world. And it says totally immersive and seductive when done right. What does it mean when something is seductive?
It means to just persuade someone. Another
right.
word for persuade.
Right. It kind of draws you yeah. in, right? And this next sentence is interesting. VR now seems poised to change our perception of everything from news to entertainment, shopping to travel, education to medical care. So every few years there's new technology that comes along that kind of changes the way we do things, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, definitely. You mentioned smartphones.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Those definitely changed how we do things,
right.
you know, because we can literally bring our digital computer with us and our planner and our mm-hmm. calendar and the clock, alarm clock,
right.
everything.
Yeah.
I mean, just a few years ago, I thought it was so cool that I could, you know, use Skype and see my parents mm-hmm. from halfway around the world.
Right.
You know, so it's just really come so far in such a short amount of time.
Exactly. Yeah, so as I feel like it's just going to get faster and faster, you know, and there's just this shift that occurs, right? I think with the internet, that was a huge shift as well. And with Wi-Fi, it's funny. It's like you think back and you're like, what did I do before the internet? You know, recently the Wi-Fi in my house broke down and we were like, it felt like we were cut off from the world. And when did I become so dependent on the internet? You
it's
know,
it's crazy. Like just a few years ago, like 10 years ago, every household had a landline.
Right.
Now almost no houses, like a lot of houses don't use those. We all have cell phones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it seems like VR is heading down this path as well, and it's going to change our society, change the way we interact, and change the way we get our information. So the last phrase here, it says, what disclaimers don't reveal is how addictive VR experiences can be and how easy and fun it is to lose a weekend in the virtual world. And I can see how that could happen, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we see how Facebook, social media, Twitter is so addictive nowadays.
Right.
Even just television, people can sit on the couch for hours
right.
and just watch TV.
Yeah.
Imagine how many hours they'll be, you know, on their goggles, you know, mm-hmm. virtual reality.
Right. So I think there is, you know, that kind of that warning, right? You need to be careful not to just get so immersed in your virtual world that you kind of get cut off from everything else.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah, there's sort of this interesting, the one thing that makes VR so appealing and attractive is its immersion.
Uh-huh.
The one thing that makes VR potentially so dangerous, in air quotes, like not really dangerous, but, you know, addictive, is its immersion.
Right.
You know, sort of like the one thing that makes it really good could also make it almost too good.
Right, yeah.
So do you think soon every household will soon have these sets in the next few years? Or?
I'm not so sure. And the only reason why I say that is that right now, virtual reality is really clunky. That isn't to say that, you know, it's bad or anything, but in order to have virtual reality right now, you need a completely empty room.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's anything in your way, you're not going to see it because it's not in the digital world and you will trip and fall.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if all households will have them, but it's definitely something that has become a lot more popular, especially amongst gamers.
Right, and yeah. I would think if once it becomes more mainstream, the cost will go down.
Right.
More mm-hmm. people will buy it.
Yeah, and the technology will also improve,
I think.
Yeah.
So.
And I think right now, the way we're using virtual reality may be different than the way we're using it in the future, right? Mm-hmm. I think right now a lot of people are choosing to use it as like kind of a screen where they watch videos or, as you say, where they play games, and mm-hmm. maybe they don't actually have to stand up and walk around yet, you know, mm-hmm. but eventually, perhaps, you know. So it says here, the sky is not the limit. Now, we have this idiom when it says the sky is the limit. That means that it's kind of infinite, right? There is no limit. But here it says the sky is not the limit. And it says communing mostly through a strapped-on gear VR headset fitted with a new Galaxy S7 smartphone. The writer recently took a madcap VR adventure in a tight formation flight exercise in one of four U.S. Naval Air Force fighter jets. All right, this is a very, very long sentence. So let's break it down. Communing, what does that mean when you're communing?
It means to get very close to someone or something by exchanging your thoughts or your feelings.
Right, so you're kind of interacting, right? It's another word for interacting. So The writer is interacting mostly through a strapped-on gear, so strapped-on meaning that they're wearing it on their head, and they have a smartphone attached to this VR headset, and they recently took a madcap. What does that mean? What does this word madcap mean?
It describes something like silly.
Mm-hmm. Or like a crazy, right?
Like funny behavior.
Yeah. Crazy adventure, funny behavior, in a tight formation flight exercise. So basically, they are kind of experiencing what it's like to be a pilot, right, in a Naval Air Force fighter jet. And they're doing synchronized rollover stunts, which just means they're kind of like flipping their planes in circles, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And synchronized just means, you know, doing something at the same time.
At the same time with other people, right? And he would never dare to do this in the real world, which makes sense because that takes a lot of skill, and if you do it wrong, you could die.
Very dangerous.
Right.
Very, very dangerous.
Yeah. Okay. And then they did something else. He says, hovering closer to terra firma, what did he do?
He was on the stage with Cirque du Soleil, which is I believe it's actually from Quebec. It's a circus troupe.
Right.
And they're known for their amazing acrobatic stunts.
Right.
So, silk high, like dangling above the ground on silks, doing acrobatic leaps and twirls and spins and other amazing stuff.
Right. So he's hovering closer to terra firma, which just means he is spending time closer to the ground because earlier he was up in the air. So terra firma here just means dry ground compared to. Sea or in the air, right? So now he's going to be closer to the earth, and he's going to jump on stage with Cirque du Soleil, as Brandon said, is a circus troupe. And he also got to do something else. What was that?
Right, he got to hang out with U2 in a song circle.
Mm-hmm.
And U2 is a popular band from Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And Song Circle is a group of individually completed songs designed to be performed in a series.
Right. So basically he got to be a part of a U2 concert in a way. So
right.
That's kind of cool. I mean, you don't usually get to do that on a day-to-day basis. So you get to
Definitely
experience nice. Different virtual realities, right? Okay, great. Well, let's continue our article on the right-hand column.
All from the comforts of your couch. With a Netflix or Hulu app, a Gear VR wearer can settle back in a cozy mountain cabin, watching movies and TV shows on a virtual screen that seems bigger than any at theaters. Tapping into the free Oculus 360 app, I globe-hopped from Guatemala to India to Japan in a blink, taking in sights with a heart-stopping sense of being there. Casual video games let a player use eyes and head-shifting moves to knock out targets. No hands or gamepad needed. News like never before. With such heavyweights as the BBC, National Geographic, Wall Street Journal, Discovery Channel, USA Today, and the New York Times jumping aboard the VR bandwagon, a VR viewer can be drawn into some cool exercises in journalism. A white rhino rescue and relocation mission by cargo plane, riding a Brussels train after the bombings, feeling the pain and grace of an Ebola survivor in Liberia.
So I can definitely see how VR is going to start shifting the way we interact with the world and with each other. This section starts off talking about all from the comforts of your couch, which just means that you can experience VR from your home, right, in your living room. And we start off talking about Netflix and Hulu. What is Netflix and what is Hulu, Brandon? We kind of talked about this in a previous article, right?
Yeah, Netflix and Hulu are simply distribution websites and services that live stream video from their servers to your home.
Mm-hmm.
So you can watch the video without having to wait to buffer or all this other crazy stuff that you might have to do through the internet. They also have actual digital disc services sometimes, at least in the case of Netflix. I'm not sure about Hulu.
Right.
But they have complete and total shows, so you can wait for the show to run through its season and then completely just watch all of them at once.
Right. Mm. So what seems interesting here is, and what it's describing, is Netflix or Hulu app or a Gear VR. I think that's just another type of virtual reality goggle provider. Gear VR wearer can settle back in a cozy mountain cabin watching movies and TV shows on a virtual screen that seems bigger than any at theaters. So, in a way, what I was at first imagining was that you're just seeing the movie in the VR screen, but it seems like what this is describing is you're actually seeing yourself in this virtual mountain cabin watching a movie on a screen in that cabin. Right? So you're not actually just... I was thinking was you're just watching the movie, right? And so all you see is you're immersing yourself in that movie. Mm-hmm. But with this, what this seems to be describing is that you're actually imagining yourself in a different place. You might be on a couch in Taipei, right? Mm-hmm. But then you're kind of seeing yourself in a mountain cabin watching a movie on this gigantic screen in the mountain cabin.
Yeah, I think that's pretty neat because there's so many people who have the desire to travel or to go somewhere where they never had a chance to go somewhere or do something. So I think this is a good opportunity to do that.
I know. It's really interesting. It's like, okay, so you're not just watching the movie. You're actually having a whole other experience of yourself being somewhere else watching a movie.
Right.
It's kind of like this whole other level of reality. All right. And speaking of travel, we have this next section here. It says tapping into the free Oculus 360 app. What did this writer do?
He globe hopped from Guatemala to India to Japan in seconds.
Right. In a blink. Right. So in seconds. And taking in sights with the heart-stopping sense of being there. So, I mean, a lot of people think these VR goggles are pretty expensive, but if you're actually thinking about the cost of traveling, you know, plane tickets and hotels, maybe it could be. Nothing can actually take the place of actually being there, right? Yeah. But, I mean, you can have a similar experience.
Right. It's really the closest you can get without actually being there in reality.
Right. And I can just see, actually, this is a huge business, right? Because, I mean, someone has to make these VR programs and these VR experiences. They actually have to go to these places and film and put it all together.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, this, I didn't really think about this, but it makes sense that this is something that could happen because already, at least on Facebook and YouTube, they're starting to do 360-degree video.
I saw that.
And, you know, you can click and drag and move, you know, the thing around. With the VR headset, you wouldn't even need to click and drag. You could just look around and watch this 360-degree, you know, this video, the happening, without, you know, any really clunky controls.
Yeah, and that's what the next section is talking about. Casual video game players can use eyes and head-shifting movements to knock out targets. No hands or gamepad needed. So you can just control the game with your head and your eyes.
That's really neat.
I know. It sounds really interesting. I mean, I would definitely be interested in giving it a try. Yeah.
Well, to me, it sounds like you could get whiplash really easily, but I don't know.
Yeah, definitely need to be careful.
Yeah,
but I would definitely want to experience, you know, maybe traveling someplace. And I think that's a great way to do it, and, you know, you can see if you really like it, and then you decide to spend the hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars to travel to that place. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this is not the only application for VR. We have this news like never before. What's going on here?
Well, major news corporations and agencies like BBC and National Geographic are trying to find ways of bringing news to VR, which I'm not entirely sure what that would exactly look like, but if they're going to be placing cameras, like 360-degree cameras, on their, you know, news broadcast where they're broadcasting, so you can look around while the reporter is talking, that could be really, really powerful.
Right, definitely. Yeah, and so in a way, it's kind of making people think. And again, this is another clear example of you have to keep up with the trends or you're going to fall behind, right? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if everyone's going into VR and creating these 360 worlds where you're actually not just watching the news, you're experiencing the news, and then you're still kind of doing the old way of doing things.
Right.
Right? And that's what we aim to do here on Advanced, is to give you a window on the world, and we try to keep you up to date on the trends and the new things that are happening. I know that, you know, in my years of studying Advanced, a lot of things I learned first through Advanced, and then later on it became popular. Like, I remember, like, many years ago we talked about 3D printers, and the first time I was like, what is that? You know, but now it's everywhere.
Right.
Right? And so, just remember, you know, we're telling you about these virtual realities, and that one day you're going to be not just watching the news, you're going to experience the news. And you can remember you heard it first on the list. Yeah.
And we see that all these companies are jumping aboard the VR bandwagon.
What does that mean?
It really just means to join a growing movement in support of someone or something.
Right.
Right. So they all are very interested in it.
Right. Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see how the journalists and the news broadcast agencies, how they figure out how to use this VR, right? I think there's going to be some innovation in terms of how they present the news and how they draw their viewers and how they help people to understand. You know, in a way, like you said, it has to be this 360 immersive experience. So it's not just this fixed point of view, you know.
Right.
And I think with a fixed point of view, you can control easily what people see. But with VR, it might be a little bit harder, you know, to limit what people see. And you're gonna have to. And they give us some examples here of being drawn into some cool exercises, right? A white rhino rescue. So you're actually in the middle of that rescue, and riding a Brussels train after the bombings. And so you're actually getting involved and being a part of the news as it's happening. All right. Well, what do you think about this virtual reality? Is it something you want to try? We'd love to hear from you. Please do write to us at letters@studioclassroom.com. But for now, it's time for us to say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.